Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. So this week, I received a very powerful reminder that I want to share with you today. If you're here listening to this podcast or watching this, then you also need this message in your life. So, are you having fun on this journey of life? I think we get so into the nitty-gritty and we often forget to enjoy the journey. We forget to make it fun. My dad used to have this saying. He passed away this year, 6 months ago, and he would have this saying, and it was, make it fun. And we used to get so annoyed because he'd be like, tell us that we need to do the dishes or mow the lawn or all of these different chores. And as we were doing it, moaning and groaning about it, being lazy kids, we'd be complaining and he'd say, make it fun, sing as you go, make it a game. And we would get so annoyed. But now I realize that advice is really so very important and so valid, because when you get into life and you get into the ebbs and the flows and all of the to-dos, you stop enjoying the journey and stop having fun often, right? And I'm constantly talking about your power to create and affirmations and law of attraction and all of those things that I love so much to talk about. But I think sometimes when we get into understanding that we do create and that we are a manifester, what comes with that is a sense of frustration. Do you feel me on that? Because it's like, dang it, why do I keep creating these same things? And when we get into that space of frustration or maybe angry at ourselves, then that knocks us down and keeps us in a space of creating what we don't want. And so how do we get out of it? Well, this is to remind you to start having fun with your creation. Start having fun in your life, having fun with even the different challenges that present. Step back and look at it like a game. And you might go, oh my gosh, that's not possible, because you don't know what's really happening in my life. It's so gnarly or so painful. I get it. I have had some pretty serious things happening in my life. And we have those moments that knock us down and we have emotion and we cry, and that's okay. It's not trying to stay away from that. But as soon as we can step back out of that emotion and look at the situation and see, how can I shift this? How can I change this? And how can I view it like a game? How can I unplug from the emotion and step back and change it and tweak it, right? So this is your reminder to have fun. The experience that I had this week that was so powerful is I was talking to someone that I know, and she was telling me that she had a very, very vivid dream from a loved one that had passed on. And it was such a beautiful gift to not only her and her family, but also to me, because I've thought about the conversation that we had several times over the past few days. And what happened was this vivid dream, which is actually called a visitation. Maybe you've had this happen. Have you ever had a loved one who's passed on that you ended up having a super vivid dream? It was different than your other dreams. Maybe your other dreams are muted and kind of like just dull in a sense. And this is so vivid and so real that you felt the emotion, you remember the details, and it just was if it really happened. So that is what's called a visitation. And that's a visitation from your loved one who has passed on. And it was a real experience. When we go to sleep at night, our conscious part of our brain is suspended, and we many times have experiences and messages and communication with our loved ones, with spirit. And this is what happened with her. But then most of us cannot remember that communication and that experience, but she remembered it. And that was the visitation that she had. So it was a real interaction with her loved one who had passed on. And his main message to her was, quit taking life so dang serious. You're meant to have fun and enjoy the experience, the human experience, enjoy it, make it fun, babe. Right. And she could just feel the joy within him in this message. And she realized that she'd been taking life really serious, and she had kind of stepped out of the joy. It was a moment that just put her really back on track. And to me, his message that he gave her was one of freedom. Because when we're in the frustration, the sadness, the pain, the annoyance of life, we're not really free. We're kind of in our own little restriction and our own mayhem, right? But he really helped her shift back into that joy, which essentially is the freedom to just enjoy your life, enjoy your journey. And all of this stuff doesn't really matter. It matters, but it doesn't really in the grand scheme of things, because everything is okay in the end. It all works out. It all does. So I'm passing this message on to you because I think it's a powerful one. And if you have been in a state of the furrowed brow, which I have a lot, I get that resting bitch face, right? This can pull you back out. And it's like, get that smile on your face. Enjoy the journey. Even if there's hard things going on, step back into the joy. So enjoy your week. Much love to you all. And bye for now. Mwah.
Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.